At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Ryan Hollins, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Boys are off today. I'm sure there was some meat ingested. Saw Polly was at Snug Harbor. Thought that was appropriate, right? He of Snug. Games are snug late. I think Dan was fly fishing last week or something like that. I don't know. I'm sure you'll hear all about it when the boys return. Ryan, you have a good fourth?
I did. My daughter's volleyball team, they were hanging out, so I was a volleyball dad. That was my thing. That's what I did yesterday.
How old's your daughter?
She's 12. 12-year-old volleyball girls running around.
Yeah, that's
food,
that's still fun. You get to, I have my daughters are 15, and you get to 15. Your dad can't be hanging out in the hot tub when it's 15, right? Just like there's a 12 is about it. That's about it.
Oh no, they don't let me hang at 12. No. These girls, they're too tall. They're too big. We don't hang. Us parents, we kind of flock at our own. Kind of, yeah. There's like a dad section.
Yeah, it's like a middle school dance, right? Where you have the boys and the girls on one side, you get the parents over here and the girls over there. Yeah.
Yeah, and then my son, he's 10, and there's other kids there, and they kind of, you know, he hangs with the boys. It's we're very, you know, we're off in our own sext, you know. You kind of just hang out with your group, you know. We don't mix much.
Now, you get to mix as you've been on multiple networks, right? You got that good deal. You haven't done the exclusivity thing, I don't think. Right? No. And so everyone in sports, at least, and part of it is pretty smart for the New York Times to drop it, which it wasn't a bombshell to people in the industry. Everyone had heard that this tape existed, but it became kind of a bit of a bombshell yesterday when the New York Times released this audio of Rachel Nichols talking about Maria Taylor getting the countdown job over her. Now, for some context, Rachel was trying to set up an interview or wanted some advice from LeBron James' longtime advisor, Adam Mendelsohn, okay, and Rich Paul. And on the call, which apparently was, you know, like they tell you in broadcasting, you're always mic'd up. You are always mic'd up. And just because you're not on air doesn't mean that somebody can't be listening to your conversation. So here was Rachel Nichols on the pressure that she believes ESPN felt to hire somebody black in that chair as opposed to her.
They said to me, hey, instead of hosting the NBA Finals, so why don't you do yours as a sideline reporter job for the NBA Finals? Because guess what that would clear the way for? For Maria to do the hosting role. Yeah. So, I have declined. I don't know what their next move is, but they are feeling pressure because of all of that, and I'm trying to figure out like how to just, you know, my thing is that I wish Marie Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football, she covers basketball. If you need to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your like, crappy one-time record on diversity, which by the way, I myself like know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just, you know, find it somewhere else. Like, you're not going to find it with me.
What do you think, Ryan?
Well, for one, let me get this out there, Doug. I completely agree. As a professional in the broadcast industry, you are, A, always live. Two, though, I don't like it. It was a personal conversation, not a public one. She wants to make a public statement.
Yeah.
Let her make a public statement. So I'm not with that, and I'm going to judge accordingly. But what's tough here is this isn't the first time that Maria Taylor, a colleague of mine who I've worked with, has been kind of thrown under the bus because people are uncomfortable that, and I don't think this is necessarily Rachel's angle, but people are very uncomfortable that you have a African-American woman ascending and getting the roles that she's getting. Now, I don't think that's necessarily Rachel's angle, but there have been people that have been uncomfortable with that, and I don't...
That was her angle. That was absolutely her angle.
I'll let you say it, Doug. I just...
No, I mean, listen, and she, in Rachel's defense, first of all,
Doug, that,
by,
angle,
by the way, most of that conversation, which should not be leaked, I agree.
Ever.
With you, okay? Most of that conversations, those are the real conversations that people, I have, I have a really good friend. If I give away too many details, people know who he is, who has an expression in our industry, which is, hey, everybody hates everybody. And I was like, I know I don't hate people. Like I'm friends with Dan and with Colin and with you, like you name, like we're actually, I exchange texts, go to people's eyes. No. Everybody hates everybody. If you start with the everybody hates everybody, hates on everybody, then you'll be in a good place. And, by my estimation, women in the industry, and a lot of it is because they are judged very, very harshly. Okay. But, women in the industry are exceptionally catty. Exceptionally catty. They talk more trash on each other than they do on guys, than guys even pay attention to. But I don't think it's any secret that there's a need for diversity in sports television. There has been for a long time. I do think ESPN's done a really good job, but I mean, it was pretty transparent what they were doing in trying to put a female on every show, right? Like this is not groundbreaking stuff. Anyone in industry, out of the industry, paying modest attention would say, hey, what have traditionally been jobs that go to males, they've always tried to put at least one female. They've tried to make be more diverse than the rest of the industry, and they've succeeded in it. I think the question becomes, like, is what Rachel's saying wrong? Is it fireable? Do you suspend her? And then there's the Maria Taylor. I don't think, by the way, anyone's uncomfortable with her. What did you say? You said people are uncomfortable with her ascent because she's black. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I just feel like there's a judgment on her that is completely unnecessary that she gets. And my statement to Rachel Nichols was, and I think you kind of, you chimed in on, I think we're on the same page, and I think you'd agree here, everybody hates anybody in Rachel Nichols' way, she's not going to like.
Correct. And by the way, the same is true in sports.
Maria Taylor, right?
You're the junior, and you've been a backup for 2 years, now they recruit some other dude to start over you, and you're like, wait, what? Hey, I've been here, I've been here for a minute. That's what happens.
The hardest thing for me to do, I would say, from my personal experience, was there's obviously DeAndre Jordan was really struggling shooting free throws, and I shot free throws well, not like a 90%er, but better than he did. And that was the, hey, we'd close out games with a center who could shoot free throws right now. That was the kind of knock on DeAndre. But for me, I wanted DeAndre to shoot free throws, but I wanted him to be the best that he could be when we played for the Clippers, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, all of our guys. But that was my DNA. I felt like even if I helped him be a better player and it would take me off the court, it was me being me. But you do think that in the back of your head, if I help this guy out, this is probably going to be my exit out of L.A. or off the team. Everybody doesn't have that mindset. Rachel Nichols got to where she got to for a reason. And this isn't the Rachel Nichols bashing show, Doug. Like you said, we've spoken to guys we're not going to talk about, or girls, who do not like the person in front of them. And the only problem is they are in front of them. It could have been anybody in Rachel Nichols' seat, and she could have, you know, or would have had a problem with it.
I'll look. Let's just if we're going to have a real talk on this, Ryan Hollins, Doug Gottlieb, like Rachel Nichols' dad, Mike Nichols, is a famous director. I don't know how much that helped her get her foot in the door initially when he's at ESPN. My problem actually with Rachel is talking about the network having a terrible history of diversity in their hires. Like, what are you talking about, Rachel? Sage Steele was the last host, was a black woman. Like, they haven't, actually, ESPN, I would say, has done a better job than anybody. Maybe even swung in the other direction where it's not necessarily Tim Legler should be on that show, right? Tim Legler's been doing it forever. He should be on that show in some form or fashion. In some form or fashion, obviously Jalen's been doing it. He's well respected, and Jay Will knows hoop. And he was a bigger name player, and was on a big show and get up and got that opportunity. But I look there are reasons. I do think by the way, to those of us who are like white guys in the industry, the reality is that because there was such a lack of diversity for so long, sometimes hires aren't going to go your way because of it. We all know it. It's a bit of an evening of the playing field from years of it not being that way. But it is interesting, kind of the pushback of Rachel Nichols, who was elevating, and here Maria Taylor came out of nowhere, wasn't covering the NBA, to hosting their biggest show. And I don't think Rachel Nichols would have been the best in that position. She is right, though. Like, she was hosting The Jump. She's basically hosting a roundtable conversation on the NBA every day. She's got longstanding relationships in it. And Maria pops in and leapfrogs her. So not only is she going to be upset, but there's a reasoning behind that deal. And she gives her logic and reason why. I think it's a really bad look to leak any media, because now it shows kind of infighting. I would be honest and say that you could probably find that audio on some form or fashion on every television lot in America, right? Mm-hmm. And but it's a really bad look for Rachel, who's calling it as she sees it, when she has been the beneficiary on some level of the same evening of the playing field.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's the tough part. And like I said, she's finding a reason. And what people don't realize too, Doug, is in track and field and basketball, Doug, when we had a competitor on the other side, for the most part, you just play the guy one-on-one. And at some point you're going to see, well, Ryan's the better player, Doug's the better player. You're going to know who gets the best of the matchup. When it comes to broadcasting.
Yeah. It's definitely, It's one in which it's not necessarily performance based.
No,
it's just not.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who could sit in the seats that we're sitting in right now, Doug. Honestly, and sometimes it's hard to differentiate yourself. And I've tried to come to terms with this, as opposed to my basketball career, where it's okay. Well, this guy's more popular. This guy's hotter at the moment. He's been around longer.
Sometimes sometimes it comes down to who's better looking. And somehow that's become a thing.
Seriously.
You can't do that. Like, it's television. It's a visual medium. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather look at? I mean, everyone's worked with somebody like them. They're just good looking. They're just better looking than me, right? They have better hair than me. Guy or girl, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And somehow we've made it where people want to watch X and don't want to watch Y. And, well, it's about, and again, I don't know. Do I think they wanted a black host? Of course. Remember, when this all happened, this is, you had Me Too and you have all the other protests and but Maria is young. She is a former athlete herself. Do I think she was accomplished to the level she should get that gig? Of course not. Of course not. There are, you know, I mean, look, Rhys Davis is a guy you could slide over. John Anderson, you could slide over. And there's plenty of guys have been doing there. But that's not what the league, by the way, the league also mandates who they want. You know, it's such a big show.
Here's a
poorly kept secret. Why isn't Stephen A. Smith on that show? Because the league doesn't want him on that show. So they're like, all right, well, you don't want him on the show. Who do you want? And they say, all right, well, we want, this is about what we want on our show. Do they individually pick? Not always, but there are some people who get blackballed. That's the way sports
that
work.
That is true, Doug.
If, you know, that the leagues do determine. So I think it's interesting. I don't think it's just this industry, but this industry specifically, which in all honesty has gone through a dramatic change in terms of the volume of diversity, not just black or white, but also male or female, on TV covering sports for years, to the point where it is interesting if it's swung in a fashion where, okay, now it does not mirror who's watching, right? Who's watching and what do they want to watch? That's really what should be most important. With Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the, you got to go, you got to wake up, Ryan, for a different
it's
show.
No, it's the norm of my wake up, Doug. You got me out of bed, Doug.
All right, we're out of bed.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb and Ryan Hollins in for Dan and the Danettes. Ryan, do you know who this band is?
I don't know this band, Doug. I don't know the band. Yeah. Who's this?
That's a tough one, guys. This is Blues Traveler, okay? Blues Traveler was super popular, what, about 20 years ago? Yeah. John Popper is the lead singer's name. He was at the time, like morbidly obese, and he had this big thing of harmonicas, and he was amazing, amazing. I mean, when I say he was amazing, I'm not telling you that John Popper's dead. He's not. He's lost a bunch of weight, but they're not as popular. But I have a couple amazing John Popper stories, which don't fit, I don't think, in the Dan Patrick show. But they were them and Dave Matthews Band were like head to head in the late 90s as the two most popular bands in that genre. And of course, Dave Matthews Band has continued on that upward trajectory. Anyway, enough about my radio. Do we have Rob Parker? Because Rob wanted to hop in on the hall. He'll join us in a second. You know, Ryan, obviously you playing in the NBA as long as you did, you understand what I try to convey to people, which sometimes when you lose your best guy or one of your best guys, bad broadcasters do the, well, somebody's got to step up. Well, yeah, obviously. But when you change kind of who you are and how you play, there's a certain freedom to it, right? Like we've seen when the first game, when Milwaukee didn't have Giannis, that ball moves a little bit more, right? It moves because there's not one guy who can go one-on-one and create shots for everybody else. And you know you're going to the gym, going to get more shots, going to get more opportunities, and so there's a certain level of excitement. Conversely, you're also usually being defended eventually by a better player because the best player is usually guarding the other team's best player. Best defender is guard. Anyway, that said, this is a unique series. It's going to be built as Chris Paul trying to finally win his championship late in his career and Giannis trying to solidify himself as a superstar and win a championship. And yet, if we really look at it, the Bucks closed out the Hawks without Giannis the last two games. And the Suns went up 2-0 on the Clippers without Chris Paul.
I mean, Doug, the proof is in the pudding. You said it earlier. LeBron James misses a game. Is there any chance on God's green earth that the Lakers close out a team? No. No. There isn't. If Kevin Durant goes missing for the Brooklyn Nets, they already didn't have a shot. You know, I mean, it was already a struggle. It was a struggle without James Harden or without Kyrie Irving. They ain't a shot without Kevin Durant on the floor.
Wait.
They close out.
If the Nets only lost Kevin Durant but still had Kyrie Irving and James Harden, or when they lost Kyrie Irving, if they would have still had James Harden, or when they didn't have James Harden and they still had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, like that's the. I think the mistake in that is those teams are built that way.
They kind of are, right, but they're not doing it without KD.
Yeah, but LeBron's team, like this year, LeBron couldn't win without AD or a healthy AD, right?
You just really wouldn't have a shot. You know, you wouldn't have a shot without AD, but you really wouldn't have it. Nonetheless, what I'm saying is, and it's the truth of the matter, those are good teams, but those aren't necessarily A++ superstar players. Right. Chris Paul, superstar. Never been to the big dance before.
Obviously, Lob City Clippers, we couldn't get it done. We couldn't get over the edge. And I think it ended up being more of a knock on Blake Griffin and the composition of our team. But ultimately, you know, Chris wasn't like LeBron. Like, Chris wasn't KD. You know, it's no diss. There's only a handful of those guys, less than a handful of those guys on the planet. And Giannis Antetokounmpo in the fourth quarter is not the best player on the Milwaukee Bucks. Let me say it again. Let me slow it down. I know, Doug, a lot of people didn't hear. Giannis Antetokounmpo in the fourth quarter of basketball games is not the best player on the Milwaukee Bucks. It's Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton is a guy who puts you over the edge. So, I mean, it is what it is. You are who we thought we were. And, Doug, mark my words, the debate's going to get sparked up on, you know, Chris Paul is the greatest thing ever. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's the greatest thing ever. Smoking, you got over the edge. They're going to get all the accolades, but not quite for me. I think you have to respect those guys. You're talking Hall of Famers, but there's just levels. There's Durant levels. There's LeBron. There's Steph Curry levels. You know, there's Kawhi Leonard levels even. And I'm not ready to send those guys past.
Okay, does how they play in the series, does that determine whether or not, like if Giannis does dominate in the fourth quarter coming off of a bad knee, does that change your opinion?
I'm gonna give respect where it's due because that's what I'm about, but I would have to see consistency there. And like ultimately, like here's the truth, man. When you're a smaller guard,
yep,
it is hard for you to get your shot off at really, really high levels of basketball.
Yes.
We've even seen Steph Curry struggle at times getting his shot off. You know, you can kind of – that's why when Kevin Durant came in, it was like, okay, give it to the one-on-one guy because Steph can make a shot, but he's not going to make it at high-level stakes the same way that Kevin Durant would. So we'll play through Kevin Durant. We'll use you as a spacer. No disrespect at all to Steph Curry, but – in terms of Chris Paul, it is tough at really, really high stakes for a smaller guard to get a shot up. And I don't think it's a knock to those guys. That's just why I don't actually think
– I'm going to disagree with you here, okay? But look, you played in the league, I didn't. I don't – yes, is it harder to get your shot off? Absolutely. Okay, but it's also – that's not where being a small guard hurts you. It's at the other end of the court, right? There's just like – Isaiah Thomas after the hip. You just can't hide him. He's obviously not the same guy. But at the
highest, I'm saying when we crown guys as the guy, like when we crown LeBron, it's because he makes the shot, right? We crown KD, it's because he makes the shot. We crown Michael Jordan, Kobe, because they make the shot. You can't expect the same of a small guard. Go ahead, Duck.
No, I was just saying, and I don't think it comes down to making the shot. I do think so. If Giannis makes the shot, do we crown? Let's welcome in Rob Parker, who joins us. Of course, the Odd Couple, which you can hear at 7 Eastern, 10 Pacific, 4 Pacific Coast time. Of course, you can see him on Undisputed on Fox Sports, one of other TV shows. Okay, so, Rob, if let's say Giannis, if they win, does this put him on a higher plane, even though I don't think anybody believes we're truly seeing the two best teams in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, good morning, guys. We're not seeing the best teams, but a win is a win. You can't take it away from him. He will have bucked the trend. He stayed in the small market, Milwaukee, and somehow he got a championship, you know. So, I mean, it's going to count whether we like it or not. And what I mean like it, like what's happened in this postseason, but it'll count.
Rob, what do you mean count? You're the king of crud. You're the hater of all haters, and now you're talking about it counts?
Yeah,
Rob,
Rob, you're the only guy in sports media who can call into question every one of – Tom Brady's Super Bowls, and yet you're not going to question the validity of either of these two teams winning a championship?
No.
Have you been vaccinated? Do you have COVID brain? Do you have COVID brain? This is the Delta variant. Watch out for the Delta variant, huh?
But I mean, even in Tom Brady's case, I mean, he has 7 Super Bowls, whether they're all legit or not, or whether he's the luckiest of all time. God. He has 7 to his credit. All I'm saying is, you know, Giannis, they got to play with what's in front of them. Did they get an advantage? Yes. Did the Suns get an advantage all the way to the championship? Yes, with all the injuries. But I don't know if we could sit here and honestly say it doesn't count. Last year in the bubble, the Mickey Mouse championship LeBron got. It counts. I mean, Miami had 2 starters missing
Is it okay? Is it lucky, Rob? Here we go. Yes, numerically it counts in the history book. Is it lucky? Okay, does it count in Rob Parker's eyes? That's what we want to know. Come on, Rob.
No, it counts, but I'm not going to like have a parade for it or go, oh my God, look at what Giannis and the Bucks did, or look at what the Suns did. If Giannis doesn't play and the Suns win the championship, and they will have, you know, won a championship without playing AD and Jamal Murray and Kawhi Leonard and Giannis. Sure, do you look at it sideways? Sure you would. But all I'm saying is there's no asterisk. I don't believe in that. It would count, but I wouldn't put too much credibility in it.
See, this is why I enjoy hosting with you, Ryan, as opposed to they asked me if I wanted Rob Dale. I was like, I have him as a guest, but not a co-host. Because I'm messing around, Rob. He just contradicted his own argument, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Like, we all heard that, right? We can run back. You want us to run back the tape for you, Rob?
Thank you.
It is okay. Maybe here's the question, Rob. This is actually something I just thought of, and Ryan kind of got to it, but didn't. Like, do you remember when Michael Jordan retired? We went through a very, very dark time in the NBA. The players were great, like Rasheed Wallace and Allen Iverson. These guys were Vince Carter, unbelievable talents. Tracy McGrady, okay, but there wasn't. Everyone was fighting to be the kind of next guy, next Jordan, and none of. And the Spurs and the Nets played in the NBA Finals one year, like the lowest rated finals. Is any of this just a product of we were on such a high with LeBron? You had one guy who was the guy. And look, you have other guys that are trying to get up to who's the best player in the NBA. But he has been, because the league has been so LeBron-centric, that now with LeBron out, and then you have all these other stars out, it feels a little bit like the post-Jordan era, and maybe this is what we're bound to see over the next 6 or 7 years as we're waiting for the next LeBron, MJ, you know, Kobe, Bird, Magic type of player.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, Doug, because of all the injuries. I think, you know, if the Nets are all healthy, those will be skyrocketed ratings to see three great players like that win two or three championships or something like that. So until I see the Durants and Hardens and those guys come and go, I'm not convinced that we wouldn't be enjoying this. I think the Game 7 Bucks, Nets Game 7 was the highest rated playoff game so far. So there's star power there. We just didn't get to see it to fruition. So I'm not there yet, Doug. I got to see more of these guys play and stay healthy before I'm ready to say we're going to return to, you know, that era. But I do remember it very well between the Spurs and the Nets when nobody in New York cared because they played in New Jersey. And it was dark times for the NBA.
Was Sha'Carri Richardson wronged by being kept out of the 100-meter? She can run, by the way, in the in the relay, because right, that's beyond a month. Which is it? Was she wronged by USADA getting suspended for a month?
How is she wrong? No, I mean, she failed the drug test. I mean, and no matter whether we think weed is a PED or whatever, it's on their list. Everybody knows about it. And the shame of it all really is that, you know, this just doesn't happen because either, you know this, Doug and Ryan, you play in the NBA, they alert you and let you know when the drug test is coming.
No, they don't, Rob. No, they do. No, they do not tell us when the weed man is coming, Rob. No, we don't know, and the guy shows up.
But in this case, Ryan, in this case, everybody knows.
Oh, they know. Not for the NBA. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before the Olympic trials. First of all, for sprinters, oh, and yeah, for the 100, they know they're going to be tested.
You can't fail that test.
No. Yeah, NBA, you can fail it. But, yeah, no, you're right. Yes. In terms of track and field, yes.
Yeah, I don't understand why we think because weed is legal in Oregon and she ran in Oregon that somehow it vindicates her for something that she knew. She failed an open book test. That's what it was. Like, what do you mean? It was an open book test. Like, well, I forgot my book. Well, that's on you. That's a you problem. I didn't use my book. I've actually heard that in my own house.
Hold on, Rob. I'm not done with you yet, Rob. All right. When Kawhi Leonard won the championship in Toronto, you had to sit back and say he's the best player on the planet. Kawhi Leonard, with LeBron James out, LeBron-less playoffs, he was the best player on the planet when they won a championship for the run he went on and how he played. There were no questions. He's better than KD. He's better than Steph. He's the best player on the planet. After this championship.
He wasn't better than KD. Well, KD got hurt.
KD got hurt, but KD didn't win a championship. And life happens, no. Doug. Hey, but hold on. Hey, Rob Parker. After this championship, are you going to be telling me Chris Paul or Giannis Antetokounmpo are the best players on the planet? Does you want to certify this championship so much?
No, I won't be saying that. And obviously, we got to see. I mean, we're still watching Giannis completely miss the rim on free throws and other things. I'm not there to think he's the best player on the planet. I know in a big spot, I wouldn't want him on a free throw line to win a game for me. So, no, I can't say that even with winning a championship. Who knows? Chris Middleton with a K might be the finals MVP when it's all said and done and not Giannis. It might be like when Iguodala won the MVP and not Steph Curry.
Chris Middleton is not Iguodala, man.
No. What?
That's so disrespectful, yo.
I'm just saying it could be somebody other than the main guy winning the MVP.
Hold on. Chris Middleton's not the main guy?
No, he's not.
Yes, he's the main guy in Milwaukee, man.
Giannis is the main guy.
Oh, no.
Giannis is the main guy. Look, Chris Middleton, his job is to get buckets, no question, and he has to pick up where Giannis, but they play through Giannis.
Yeah, now, how much will they play through? Awful game.
Yeah, how much will they play through Giannis? And that's also Ryan. It's like the Paul George thing. You know, Paul George has a great game. Like, oh, to all the haters, like, yeah, dude, but you're 5 of 20 the game before, and you weren't great. You know, the next game, like the best of the best are every night you put up 30 and 10. It seems like
I think the Paul George and correct me, Rob, if I'm wrong. The Paul George answer is like people are acting like Paul George couldn't play basketball. Now, none of us analysts or former players would act like Paul George just, you know, didn't deserve a max contract or just was a horrific player. We're just saying he was a good player. They didn't step up in big moments, but people took it to the next level. So I think it was more so to the non-educated basketball fan. Am I wrong,
civilians.
Rob?
Just say civilians.
The civilian, yeah.
I get that, but people look at it, and when you give yourself a nickname, Playoff P, and in Game 7 you're hitting the side of the backboard and stuff like that, people are going to come down on you. That's just the nature of, you know, sports and people and fans. And it doesn't mean he can't play. We've seen him put up some tremendous games, obviously. He's a great player. He just hadn't been that consistent when it matters most. But I think the Clippers' future is bright. I do.
Last thing, Rob. Shohei Ohtani is got in the All-Star game as a pitcher and a hitter. And, Ryan, I don't know how much you know this, that Rob loves a lot of things. His Tom Brady take, probably first and foremost. Second greatest love is the city of Detroit. Third greatest love is baseball. And baseball, and I may have jumbled the rankings a little bit. How would you describe what Shohei Ohtani is doing in Major League Baseball to somebody who hasn't been paying attention?
It has been tremendous. I call him, my nickname is Shohei Me the Money Ohtani because he has been money and as advertised. I mean, we haven't seen a guy since Babe Ruth, and we didn't get to see Babe Ruth do what he's doing. He's been tremendous. I mean, you can't lead the league in home runs, throws over 100 miles an hour pitch-wise. It's just a shame. You know, the worst thing about Ohtani, and I know this isn't fair to the people who love the Angels and live in Orange County and all that.
Yeah,
but,
like me.
Man, yeah, like you. But he, baseball could only wish this guy was playing for the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Cubs or some situation like that because they're not probably won't make the playoffs. And you'll see this, you know, you don't get to see this guy enough. And the other part is, you know this, you know, when you play on the West Coast, most of America is asleep when you're actually playing games, so you also don't get to see them as much. But he's as advertised. He's great.
The best part is actually that they'll eventually get Mike Trout back and then have arguably the two best players and still not make the playoffs. It is That is life. Life
has baseball's about football. Pitching. Right, baseball's about pitching.
Who are you taking in the NBA finals? And are we putting some wings on it?
All right, we're not putting wings, but I'm going to take. Is Giannis playing? Do we know? Is he going to play or not?
We do not know if he's going to play. That's why I asked you. You got to make a blind pick.
I'm going to take the Phoenix Suns because they've had everything go their way with injuries and say Giannis doesn't play and they get the – what's the hat trick plus one? You know what I mean? Because they'll have four straight series where the best player is not playing. So I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns.
But you credit the championship. You had to say that, but you credit the championship. Really,
hey,
Rob?
Their championship will be Fugazi no matter what.
Okay, Derek, thank you.
It's Golly. Fugazi.
Hey, Doug, how long has he been on and he finally admits that?
Right, he tried to legitimize it, and then all of a sudden the real Rob Parker came out and said, yeah, it's Fugazi, it's a joke.
It's Fugazi, we know that, but it will count in the record books, we do know that.
Neither guy, is there even a top 10 player in the NBA playing in the finals and you want to credit, is there one top 10 guy?
Giannis is a two-time MVP, dude.
Yeah, so
he's not
kidding?
The best
Come
player on.
On
his team.
No.
Guys,
stop it.
Who are you giving the ball to in the fourth quarter, not him? Guys.
Well, you're actually making an anti-LeBron point because LeBron didn't always take the big shot, have the ball in the fourth quarter, right?
And Steph Curry is 0-for-10 in the final 10 seconds making a shot that will either win the game for his team or tie it. So what are you saying if you're trying to tell me about Giannis? I wouldn't give Steph the ball.
Yes, you would.
No, Steph,
ain't nobody harassing Giannis to keep
Steph
the ball out of his hands.
10. Those are facts. That's
he's
not
getting,
feeling.
He's getting face guarded. Nobody's face guarding Giannis. There's a catch rule.
Now you're having the basketball and the civilian discussion there, Ryan. We got it. So okay, Rob, we're putting you down for the Phoenix Suns. I'm just going to take the Bucks just because I do think if Giannis is healthy, it's a bad matchup for the Suns. But two, I want some wings out of this deal. I listen to the Odd Couple every day. By the way, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. You can listen to the podcast as well. It's super popular.
Thank you. Follow him
on Twitter at Rob Parker FS1. We're doing some wings. I got Bucks, you got Suns.
I think we're working on what, Wednesday? Are we working together Wednesday?
Yes.
Hey Doug, yes. I'll take those wings. I'll take Suns. I'm not going to go Suns in four like my man, but I'll take Suns. I'll take some of those wings.
All right, let's do it. I'm rooting for the Suns. I'm going to take the Bucks. Good stuff, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, Rob.
Yes, always, guys. Thanks, my man. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Ryan just said Giannis is not a top 10 player in the NBA.
I'll give you top 10, Doug. Well, you caught me. I'll give you top 10. He's
okay.
Top 10.
It's an interesting discussion. Yeah. Okay. Ben Simmons is a magnificent talent. Where should he play next season? Find out next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like A lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb and Ryan Hollins in for Dan the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. I want to thank so many of you for posting videos on Instagram of fireworks. I did not know what fireworks look like until you showed me on your Instagram. So thank you.
Wow.
I just never understood that. I was like, here's our fireworks display. Like, you know, I looked out my window last night and I saw the exact same thing. The exact same thing.
Hey, Doug, what's the best fireworks show you've ever seen in your life?
There's one in, we used to live in Westport, Connecticut, and there's a company that makes kids like books and toys called Michelle and Doug, and they actually, they're out of, the family lives in Westport, and their company is in, I think, Norwalk, Connecticut, which is right next door. Anyway, so they sponsor for this fireworks show, and it's out over Compo Beach. And I mean, it's great. Like the whole town just goes out there and you watch the fireworks and they have a Melissa and Doug sign out there. That's probably the best. I mean, you know, like, look, I've seen the one over the Hudson in New York. That's pretty spectacular. I mean, I've seen them all. They're kind of all the same. They're like AC/DC songs, right? There's a little bit of differences to it, but it's all kind of sound the same, right? That's kind of how I look at fireworks. What about you? Is there like one that jumps out at you?
Disneyland's pretty good when it gets like going, you know, like the finale where it starts going crazy at the end.
Yeah, well, I guess why can't they just do the finale the whole time? Why
you're right.
They have this build up.
You're right. They make enough money. And then it was pretty cool when I played in Gran Canaria.
Yeah.
I decided not to stay where the team made me a place because I'm like, dude, I want to be on the beach. You know, yes. I'm here on the beach. I'm going to pay a little extra money, stay on the beach. Every night there's a fireworks show. Every single night. And Doug, I had a newborn baby who was not happy. She was not happy every time the fireworks went off. She would be grumpier than. But we had a fireworks show, staying on the beach every night. Fireworks would be going off right at 7:30.
You can't do the fireworks every night. I mean, look, if you grew up in Orange County in the summer, there's fireworks at Disneyland every night. It just
night?
It's like having like part of the good thing to having steak or to go into a restaurant is like, okay, and this is how it was when we were kids, before they had free refills for stuff, you used to get like, okay, you can get soda, but only at a restaurant. You're like, wow, we got Coke at the restaurant, it's so cool. Or dessert. You get it. That's like when you play in college, you're like, can we get apps or dessert? They're like, you can get whatever you want. Like, oh my God, really? Yeah, I want you always over order. I did have a fireworks display gone wrong. I mean, everybody has, no one got hurt.
Oh,
so
no.
So when Brooke and Robin Lopez were like 2 years old, I went to the AAU National Championships with their brother, Alex. And I thought they were like 7 or 8 years old. I thought they were like having trouble speaking because they're like 7 or 8 years old when they were like not yet 2 years old. That's a true story. But we all, a bunch of families bought fireworks up in Washington. And yeah, some of the boxes got tipped over and fired them into the crowd, and people were scurrying. And
whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow.
It was crazy last night in Los Angeles. I don't know if around the country what it's like, but LA has more illegal fireworks than anything I've ever seen ever. Like, everyone's seen those helicopter shots of, I mean, my neighborhood. They're having a block party, and there's all these ones that go up in the air, like, we know what legal are and illegal are, and they're badly illegal, whatever. But, like, everyone has them.
Are they even illegal, or is it just like when you blow your finger off, we can't take the responsibility for it?
They're illegal. Some.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, yeah. We can't take responsibility because you don't have the proper training to be using these things.
No, it's more for fire danger than anything
else.
Okay. Fire danger. Not people blowing off their digits, although they do blow off their digits. So.
Whoa, blow off their what, Doug?
Digits. Okay. Digits. Okay. Fingers. Digits.
Okay.
Fingers.
Oh,
maybe I need to enunciate a little bit better. All right, does this year's champion, Bucks or Suns, will they carry an asterisk, whether it's a real asterisk or a mental asterisk? We'll discuss. That's upcoming next, the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.